the question was asked, what would be prohibited biblically for a married woman to do with another man? So any touch of affection is prohibited. And is prohibited to the point where it's like Gilei Arayos, you're right, where we say a person should rather almost die than do that. Whether he should actually rather die or not is a machlokas Rambam Ramban. Whether it's even Yehorik Valyavar, over touch or not. It's a machlok Shambam Ramban, it might even be a machlok Rashi Tosfos. That doesn't mean that if the woman transgressed this prohibition, she's prohibited on her husband. The Torah says if a woman had relations, and relations in all these areas means the insertion of the male organ into the female, that's it. Once that happened, that's considered having relations. Nothing else has to happen.
Regardless of which orifice, correct?
In two orifices.
Bottom ones.
Correct.
Okay.
That's in all areas of relations, that's called having relations. In the Talmud derives that you don't need more than that. Meaning you don't need ejaculation, you don't need anything else. And the insertion doesn't necessarily mean complete insertion. Then the woman, if she willingly did that, would be prohibited on her husband. They'd have to get divorced. And if she had children from that, then they would be bastards. They would be mamzerim. For the other prohibitions, even though they're very weighty, and to the point where, according to some opinions, according to the Ramban, it's an opinion quoted in Halacha, according to some opinions, a person has to rather give up their lives than have a touch of affection with one of the women he's prohibited, a married woman, etc. Nonetheless, if that was transgressed, that does not prohibit the woman on her husband. Clear? Fair?
Yeah. Why?
Just
a
second.
I'm just wondering about why the second orifice and not the third. I don't know if that's really important.
It's a derivation. We wouldn't know it on our own from the fact that the Torah refers to two men's relations as mishkevei isha. The Torah teaches us that even though it's unnatural and improper, and nonetheless, it does constitute what's called mishkav isha.
Why, in most situations, an individual can rectify who he is as a person. For instance, he can make tshuva. If he's a non-Jew, he can try to be a Jew. If he